Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So what the hell is trans film theory anyway? It's a bit of a grab bag of goodies, a hodgepodge of tasty tidbits pulled from other schools of thought, subversive in its wholesale recycling of themes of the past, and what came before. Yes, that is a handy excuse to be vague, but this is a feature, not a failure. For our purposes, we're going to break trans film theory down into four basic components. Feminist theory, queer theory, outsider theory, and journey theory, with helpful examples along the way.
But again!
First up, and most likely to fill the comment section with reactionary garbage, is feminist theory. You've probably heard of this before.
About reflection.
Which in its most simple form is exploring themes in film, but from a not necessarily presumed male perspective.
They pull
this
another...
is your Ripley's, your Tank Girls, and your Diana No! Badass ladies who either make traditional male spaces their own, or promote and defend as equal feminine spaces. Queer theory is the next step in complexity in this Arnoldian thought model, in which the basis of feminist perspective is expanded beyond the presumed foundation of cis women, i.e., beyond the Fertile Crescent. Self-expression for its own sake and validity. These are your Kiss Kiss Bang Bangs, Ramonas, Queens of the Desert, and Alan Turings. The next two parts are like forms over functions. Outsider theory is often exhibited as post-colonial theory, which is a recentering of power, authority, and legitimacy around non-traditional, oppressed, or overlooked sources. These are your Akiras, your Kamala Khans, your Finn, and your Ice Runner. Stories either overlooked by colonial audiences or created in reaction to colonialism. The fourth and final component is the accumulation of the previous three, and by nature of its existence is inherently trans. It's the basic sense of change and momentum that most recognize as Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, the hero with a thousand faces. A seminal work that inspired films like Star Wars, despite its increasingly problematic use of Jungian philosophy. These are your T'Challas, the kids from A Wrinkle in Time, Ray, and even Charlie, due to his age and poverty. They follow the standard hero's journey, but are not the standard presumption of what a hero usually is. Yes, that means John McClane, for being a schlub in an 80s action film, is a trans icon.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child.
Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Combine them together in new and fun ways, and you get transmedia. Or specifically, trans film theory. But Mickey, you may say, doesn't that mean most of the material and media I consume is actually trans? Yes. Yes, it is. The following is a short list of things that are actually trans. I hope that cleared up any questions you had.
I'm Troy McClure, and I'll leave you with what we all came here to see: hardcore nudity!
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.